as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Well, good evening.
It's what we're thinking about.
Welcome to the show.
It's what we're thinking.
I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, all the thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we are being taken advantage of, how we are being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, my friend, you are in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here. Right here, this show. Here is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the voices in our own heads. The motto of this, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on here. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim. And you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show. That, my friends, is the truth of your life. So again, welcome to what we're thinking about. The call-in number here is 303. It's not 303, is it? Because that would be the area code for Colorado, so it's probably not the right area code. That's pretty funny, because all of a sudden we draw a mental blank on what the number is. How about 1-800-313-9443. That is the call-in number. And I am ready, willing, and able to speak with anyone and everyone about pretty much anything you want to talk about. That is provided. It's something I know something about, number one. Number two, we will not argue about anything. And number three, we will not in any way, shape, or form blame anyone else for anything that's going on in the world, knowing full well that everything is a full result of what we're thinking about. Oddly enough, the name of the show. We usually fear the thing that we want most. That's part and parcel of wanting, as opposed to expressing our desire and moving in the direction of having it become our reality. That is what I do as a coach. I direct people into that reality. I bring them forward into that space of knowing exactly who they are, what they want, and how they can get it. That is what I do as a business coach and as a personal coach. You can find me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.com. I'd be glad to talk to you about that. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, Frosty Wooldridge is our guest. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite.
Welcome back to the show. Now it's 24/7 Red Alert. Welcome back. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. A little program note here on Monday night, this coming Monday night, which I believe is July 2nd, at least I hope it is, we will have with us a gentleman from Australia, Brett Lane, who is a loyal listener of this show. But Brett is a former Australian Army officer who over the last 10 years has become a very successful entrepreneur, businessman, and teacher of the laws of abundance. His latest undertaking is to create a school based on the universal laws of abundance. I think he is going to be a very interesting person to listen to. That'll be Monday night. Tonight, we have with us my good friend Frosty Wooldridge. Frosty is a man with an incredible background. He is the adventurer in my life. He is the person I know who is always out and about doing stuff. His history is amazing. He is a graduate of Michigan State University. He taught math and science in Brighton, Colorado in the 70s. He's bicycled around the globe over 100,000 miles on six continents over the past 30 years. He's been from the Arctic Circle to the South Pole. He's bicycled across the USA six times. He's got hundreds of editorials published in top national newspapers, including the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, the Las Vegas Tribune, the Albany Herald, and the Christian Science Monitor. He writes for newswithviews.com. AmericanDaily.com, Rents.com, OpEdNews.com, AmericanChronicle.com, and ConservativeTimes.org. He's been a guest lecturer at Cornell University, Michigan State University, the University of Colorado, the University of Denver, and Regis University. For 13 years, he's been a volunteer ski instructor for the handicapped at Winter Park, Colorado. He teaches all manner of disabled folks how to ski. He's the author of 7 books. In the summer of 2005, he bicycled from the Arctic Circle in Norway all the way to Athens, Greece, which was over 3,500 miles. In the summer of 2006, he rode on the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, which was a motorcycle trip, 20,000 miles through 48 states and all the state capitals, made 95 TV appearances, 90 newspaper and 60 radio interviewing spots. He was attempting to warn Americans of the crisis of this immigration invasion that we're facing at this moment. But the Frosty Wooldridge I know is the guy I see in church every Sunday. He's a very spiritual man. He is a man of the most positive values of anyone I know. He lives an extraordinarily positive, outgoing, and uplifting life. And it's a thrill to have him with us. Frosty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ken. It's just a pleasure and an honor to be with you this evening.
Well, I love having you around because it's always a great conversation with you when you're with me. I love your energy. I love what you bring out for people to hear, the different ways that people can experience life as opposed to just kind of waiting for life to befall them or waiting for that next thing to happen. Your life to me is about getting out and grabbing it by the throat and doing it.
There's no question. My father, many, many years ago, as I was starting into my teens and had an understanding of what the challenges were, whether it was on the sports field or the academic field or just in relations with other human beings, he always said, as he put his arm around my shoulder, "Son, you can do this." And that kind of positive attraction that now know as the law of attraction defined my energy and defined and guided my outlook toward the world. And because of that, I thank my father and I thank my mother for giving me a jump start in the ways of life and how to live life, and certainly the courage and the energy to go forth and do something. And as my dad always said, and it still is within me, "Son, you can do this."
Well, obviously that's what you've made your life about, because you have set your mind to do things and you have just gone out and done them, which is something that I have always respected about you. Your journeys are amazing to me. Your trip to Antarctica is just about the most fascinating thing I've ever heard about, especially what you did to get there. Tell the folks a little bit about the trip to Antarctica, about what you had to do in order to even be a part of the team.
Amazingly enough, it was back in 1970. I read the Goddard list, and it was a man named Goddard who just barely made it through the Korean War. And he made a list of things he wanted to do before he died, because he almost died. And so as I graduated from college and I had 3 months off every summer, I made my own list, the Frosty list. And that list included bicycling all 7 continents and traveling through as many countries as possible, and such things as canoeing the Mississippi River, climbing all the 14ers in Colorado, walking the Wall of China. And of course, one of those on the list was to step on the South Pole and Antarctica. And, of course, what are your chances of getting to Antarctica? And that great challenge, of course, faced me all my life. And then finally, in 1988, I stood in Tierra del Fuego, Ushuaia, in the southernmost city of South America, and I saw the Greenpeace ship down there, and I said, "Can I get on?" And they said, "Nope, we're going off to Antarctica." I said, "Well, gosh, I've got to somehow get there." And by 2005, here in Denver, you can go ahead and you can interview for jobs down in McMurdo, down in Antarctica, which is a support base for all the educational and scientific surveys going on in Antarctica. Well, for 3 solid years, I was turned down. And then finally, in the 4th year, I was being turned down again for the jobs I applied for. And then there was a there was a little thing that says journalists needed in Antarctica. And I immediately raced up there and said, well, yes, I'm a journalist, and I'm a writer, and I have experience with newspaper and so forth. And they said, well, come on, and we'll see what we can do. Well, all of a sudden, they said, you're on. We've got the funding and so forth. Unfortunately, within 3 or 4 or 5 weeks from there, they wrote me and said, well, the funding has been dropped for the journalist job, but we'd really like to have you come down there and write for the Antarctic Sun, which was the only newspaper in Antarctica. To cover 5,400,000 square miles of Antarctica. So I had quite the big place to cover. And fortunately, they said, well, we can't get your way down there as a journalist, but we can get you down there as a housekeeper. I said, what's a housekeeper? Well, you'll be cleaning a few toilets, and you'll be cleaning beds, and you'll be making all sorts of fixings, and you'll do recycling, and you will do all of those kinds of working situations. And I said, I'm there. And so they hired me. And so not only was I a journalist down there for the Antarctic Sun and wrote a column for a paper here in Colorado, I cleaned a lot of toilets. I did a lot of recycling. I did a lot of work in the barracks down there, moving furniture, you name it. So that's how I got to Antarctica. As a housekeeper.
I just loved that story. I just think that's a great example of setting your mind on doing something, of getting somewhere, of accomplishing something, and then setting in to process in your own mind the knowledge and the wheels that say, do whatever it takes to get the job done, to accomplish your dream, to live out your fantasy. And I just think that's an amazing story, to get to Antarctica, to write about it via cleaning toilets.
Well, yeah, and that, of course, turned out to be the most interesting aspect of it because I was a housekeeper, which allowed me to go onto all the base areas. And so I got to see all the different kinds of work down there. And the book, An Extreme Encounter, Antarctica, Adventure Without Limits, really delves into the people that have gone to Antarctica and I dealt with down there and went to Antarctica and the adventures down there that I was allowed to live and encouraged to live really made the experience even more fantastic because I got such a cross-section of humanity. I got to talk with and work with the military down there. I got to work with all of the scientists, the top scientists from around the world. I got to go out and see 185 different experiments going on throughout Antarctica and the men and women who really worked them. I got to meet some of the great photographers in the world. I just missed meeting Edmund Hillary by about 4 days. If I'd have been a little bit sooner there, I would have got to shake hands with him. And what was so amazing about it was that you never want to make any boasts when you're down in Antarctica because you may be sitting down at a table by a woman who's already traveled through all 7 continents or scuba dived in all of the oceans. You might meet a man who climbed Everest that's right at your right-hand side and or done all the top 7 peaks on the 7 continents. And so that amazing journey down there is reflected in that book, and I have it inside me because I was willing to say, hey, if I can get down there as a housekeeper, then I'm going to go, and I did, and I made the best of the situation, and then, again, the law of attraction brought back even more than I even could possibly dream.
I see the law of attraction at great work in your life all the time because you truly not only put out that positive intentionality, but you take that action step that moves you into the realm of moving towards what it is you've put out there. That's such a big piece that people miss so often. They just think they can put it out there and it's going to materialize just simply because they put it out there. There is almost always some kind of activity required, sometimes some kind of action on your part to get the wheels of the law working for you.
Well, there's no question about that. For anybody who wants to jump into that, one of my bicycle books, and my latest bicycle books, one of them is coming out here just next month. It's titled "The Bicycling the Continental Divide, Slice of Heaven, Taste of Hell." But, well, we'll be right back after this short note, I bet.
Hold on to that thought, Rusty. This is Ken Ludwig. It's What We're Thinking About, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call if you want to talk to me or to Frosty or to both of us. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter
Cronkite. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. We're here with our guest and good friend, Frosty Wooldridge. I want to run this number out there one more time. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You know, Frosty, just as you're going into that, going back to that thought about the bicycle book, I wanted to just throw this out here, this Jack Canfield quote that fits right into what we were just talking about. Everything you want is out there waiting for you to ask. Everything you want also wants you. But you have to take action to get it.
There's no question about that. Two of the really deep and spiritual quotes I have in front of me that I read every day, and I really keep my mind on that law of attraction. And this is one, I don't know who wrote it, but it's quote, by passionately believing what doesn't exist, you create it, unquote. And then another one that I read every day is, and I quote, what you intend, which is aligned with Spirit and the universe, it is on its way, unquote. And I think that's by the the man who wrote Your Erroneous Zones.
Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer, yeah. I think that's what he wrote that one. And I really, truly appreciate that. And one of the things, and I just a weekend ago, I rode my bicycle and I had a full touring pack on the whole thing. And I just did a little tour by myself over the four passes here in Colorado called the Quadruple Bypass. And there's four almost 11,000-foot passes, Vail Pass at 10.5, and then the Fremont at 11.3, Tennessee Pass, and Battle Summit Mountain Pass. And I camped out on the river, and I had an amazing thing happen to me. As I was standing on the top of Tennessee Pass eating an apple, I have a very colorful bicycle helmet. I had my red bandana and my very colorful jersey on. And a gosh darn hummingbird came up, zipped up to my face within 6 inches of my face, looked at me, zipped around to my left side, all the way around, and then looked around. And I thought it was looking for a nectar to jump into. And then took one more circle around me, and I just was very still. I stood very still, and I stopped eating the apple. And then it looked me right in the face as it's just flittering right there in front of me, 6 inches away from me, and then decided that I wasn't the flower that it wanted to draw nectar from, and then just zipped off. You know, what a magical moment, you know. And that's in this book, Bicycling Around the World, Tire Tracks for Your Imagination. It has these kinds of stories from six continents, all the way from the Arctic down to the South Pole. And I actually bicycled into Antarctica and had a similar moment in time with a family of penguins that I met while riding my bicycle on the ice. And so people have always asked me, in fact, this trip, I met one guy on his way from San Francisco all the way to Key West, Florida. He was bicycling, and then I met another guy going coast to coast on his bicycle. And so anyway, these are the people that are out there living their dreams and taking action in their behalf. But in my book, there's one chapter, 52, that says how to live the dream. And the key is that sometimes you may have to make the dream 2 years in advance, or 3 or 4 or 5 years, depending on what your responsibilities are. But the key for me, and I'm just going to quote from the book right here, set your goal. Begin somewhere. Then explore boldly and establish your initiative. Lock on to your vision. You can't want to do something because the universe can't work with a want. I want to do something won't cut it, essentially. It can and will work with an intention. In other words, I want to go to Antarctica? No, I am going to Antarctica. I am in Antarctica, or I am standing on the Arctic Ocean at Nordkap, Norway on a bicycle. I am riding across America on my bike. You must make the intention as if it's already occurring, as if you're already in your dream, because your dream or your intention then makes the universe follow the law of your intention, the law of attraction, and you move into the reality of it. And like when I was in college, I knew in my first class in college, if I went back and I studied, and then I went to the next class and the next class, pretty soon I'd finish in 4 years and I'd have my last class and I would graduate from college. And so that's a given that I'm going to walk up on the podium there and gain my degree. And so for anybody out there, whatever your goal is, whatever your excitement is, whatever your passion is, if it's to make the greatest painting, or to do macrame, or do a sculpting, or do a job that helps others, then that's your intention, and that's your law of attraction. And the thing is, one more important point. Most people don't realize that. They say, well, gee, you got all this money. You must have a lot of money. Wrong, folks. It's inexpensive traveling by bicycle and tent. And your only costs are food. In third world countries, that's a few dollars a day. You can't live in an apartment as cheaply as you can bicycle around a continent for a year. And so that's the key. And so for those of you out there that are looking toward whatever is your great passion, your great noble purpose, it doesn't have to be adventure. It could be you want to read 20 books in a month, or you want to read 100 books in a year, or you want to graduate from high school, or you would like to be married with children, or you, whatever your noble purpose or whatever your great passion is, simply making it an intention will move it toward reality.
What a great thought. We're going to take a break right here. That's Frosty Wooldridge, my guest this evening. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's nothing.
Welcome back to the show.
When everybody screams.
This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. We're talking with my great friend and guest, Frosty Wooldridge. Frosty, I wanted to expand on that thought you were talking about when we went to break there, the idea of putting your intention out into the universe. I always refer to it in the sense of affirmative intentionality. And affirmative intentionality, to me, is absolutely stating that I am doing this. Not that I'm going to, not that I want to, but that I am doing this. And I think people need to get clear. I'm very clear at this point in my life that if I want to expedite the manifestation of my dreams in my life, I need to be experiencing the dream now. It needs to be part of my reality in this moment. I need to spend time with it. If I'm, and let's use an example of yours. If I'm going to bicycle across the continental divide, I need to put my mind at that place, to be on my bike, to be riding those trails, to be riding on those roads, to see, to feel exactly what does it taste like? What does it smell like? What are the sounds I hear? What do I see? What does it feel like? And to put true emotion and feeling attached to it so that you are literally experiencing it before it even happens. And that, to me, is the way that you bring that forth into your life.
That's exactly correct, Ken. And to anyone who desires whatever it is in their being, in their soul, it can be, as I've said, you can be a painter, a sculptor. In fact, two examples. I was down in Santa Fe, New Mexico recently, and went into an art shop because I love art, and I love sculpture, and I love all those wonderful things. And this one guy came up, and there was a beautiful sculpture of this woman. And he says, "You know, you want to know the history of this?" I said, "Sure." He says, "Well, this is done by an orthodontist who, for 20 years, bent over a chair fixing people's teeth. He got bad back from all of that, and he says, I want to go after something that's more important to me, and that's sculpting." And now he's a nationally, if not an internationally, known sculptor that just gains all sorts of financial remuneration for his fantastic sculptures, which are very compelling. And I was so touched that he changed careers from one that he was making money to one that he was making passion, if you will, and fulfilling his spiritual being every day. We then went to the next room, and here's these three beautiful paintings. He said, "You want to know the history on this?" I said, "Sure." And Sandy and I were sitting there watching the paintings, looking at them, and marveling at the beauty of them. He said, "This was a heart surgeon who was a heart surgeon for 20 years and got tired of being a heart surgeon and decided he wanted to really follow his passion, follow his heart, and become a painter, an artist." And we were sitting there, and these paintings are $15,000 each. You know, and so anyone that desires and intends themselves into the dream, into their reality, simply go ahead and do it. And that's not saying that it's simple or easy. People say, "Well, Frosty's lucky; he always had the money to do this." I was a farm boy growing up in Michigan, milking cows and baling hay for a buck a day. I mean, 8, 7, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, dawn to dusk. And so it wasn't like I had an easy deal. I had a paper out at 5 a.m. to 7, and I really had to work hard. And in fact, all of my adventures, I spent 80 hours a week, sometimes 100. In fact, many summers, 100 hours a week working hard labor to gain the money and the freedom to go off and do my adventures. And so it may not be an easy task. However, as long as you stick with it and you, again, intend yourself into the dream. To give you an example, right now I've got a new dream. I'm going to bicycle from the northwest tip of Italy down through the old Roman Empire and through the ruins of the old Roman Empire, down to the boot, up around and under the arch, around the heel, back up the Adriatic side, and then all the way to the northeast tip, literally profiling the boot of Italy, and I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to learn how to speak Italian through the Rosetta tapes and so forth. And I'm going to talk with everybody along the way and photograph all the old Roman ruins, and the book will come out as Bicycling Through the Old Roman Ruins of the Roman Empire. Now, that is 2 years from now, 2009, and that my intention is I'm moving right into that. I will be speaking the Italian. I will be right on the road there. I'll be in Rome. I'll be in Florence. I'll be in Venice and all those places. And that's what I put into my dream, and I'm simply moving toward it. And the law of attraction will, of course, continue, and I will move into the reality of what I have created as far as an intention at this point in time.
I love that. I love that whole idea. I love the story of the two former doctors in Santa Fe. There's all kinds of stories like that in Santa Fe. The whole artistic community is so many of those people were something else before and moved into their passion. And I think people get a little bit intimidated by that thought process. There are lots and lots of people out there who have a passion. There are lots of people out there who have heard the old saw, find something you love and the money will follow, and they discover that that is not the truth, and they're a little intimidated by the process. And if I could just put in a plug here for what I do for a living, that's where someone like me comes into play. That's where a business coach comes in, because what I do is fill in that missing piece between find something you love and the money will follow. The missing piece, of course, is knowing how to market yourself and create that space for yourself to be successful that so few of us really know the truth about and know how to do. And that's what I can accomplish for somebody. And by the way, folks, if that calls to you in any way, email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. But I find it very interesting that you mentioned this a couple of times, and I want to make sure that people get this, that you – when I first met you, you were still driving a 20-year-old car. And when I first met you, one of the sayings that you had that I loved was, I don't have things, I do things. And it's not important to have the money if you have a passion to do something. Now, it might be important if you got to pay the bills and you're looking for a passion around which to make a living, then there's another piece there, which is what I'm talking about with a business coach. But right. If you want to go out and have adventures, you can do that simply by dedicating yourself to the process and moving into it, and it can happen, as opposed to always looking for that rose garden that's around the corner. Look out your own window and smell the roses that are right underneath your windowsill.
That's correct. For those of you, like many of you out there, I'll bet you, did you ever hear of the ski bums in Colorado? Well, I was a ski bum for 2 years. How did I get to be a ski bum? Well, I became and quickly learned. I memorized the drink book, how to mix drinks, went in, and are you a bartender? I sure am a bartender, and I can do this, and here's how you do it. And I worked myself right into the bartending, and all of a sudden I was making $20 an hour in tips, and I was working 6 hours a night. And then I was skiing, from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock every day. And for two solid seasons, I was a ski bum and having a great time. And I also was a dance teacher. And I taught dance. And so the key is put yourself where you want to be. I'll give you an example. My brother Howard, another world adventurer, he went to Europe back in 1970, couldn't speak other than English. And he heard all these people speaking all these languages. So he came back, and he took German. And the professor said, you just have no talent for linguistics whatsoever. He said, well, I'm going to learn German. So what did he do? The next year, he lived in his car. He sold Domino's pizzas for $2 an hour, and then got a plane ticket and went over to Germany and spent a year in Germany and became fluent in German. Loved it so much that he did the same thing over again, became fluent in German, French, Spanish, Arabic, and, of course, English. And today, just a couple of years ago, he rode his horse across America. He wanted to be the man who was the first man in the 21st century to ride his horse across America, coast to coast. And you can read his book, Misty's Long Ride Across America on Horseback. And then he said, well, I'm going to go be a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., and talk to the senators. And he had some money saved up, and I'm going to be a lobbyist and do it for free until somebody hires me. Honest to gosh, he did it for a year for free. I'm not kidding, Ken. And you've met Howard, and you know his intensity. And all of a sudden, last fall, somebody came up and said, "We're going to pay you to be a lobbyist, $50,000 a year." Bingo, he's in. Now he talks to senators and House of Representatives, and he's changing the way they think as far as the drug war. And so. That's the key. You just decide what you're going to do, and you move into the reality of it by your actions.
Absolutely. I think it's for a very long time when I first started this show, we talked a lot about The Secret and the Law of Attraction and the oversimplification in the movie. The movie's a great movie. It's a great foundation for people to learn how to use the Law of Attraction in their lives. But the idea that ask, believe, receive is the entirety of the process is a little bit simplistic. There is more involved. You absolutely must get into the flow of what you want. Become involved in knowing, feeling, believing that you are in the process of doing this, that everything is part of the process. I relate it to setting goals. If you set a goal and you put it out a year from now, I'm going to do such and such in a year, what most people come to believe over the course of time is that probably gives them about 11 and a half months where they don't have to do a darn thing. And my thought process is always, if you've got a goal that is out a year, divide that goal up and start to process it in terms of, what do I need to do every single month? Then what do I need to do every single week? What do I need to do every single day to make that goal a part of my reality? And what happens is that you find yourself having to live in that goal. In order to process it into your life, to manifest it and demonstrate it in your life. And as you do that and become part of it, then you don't have the roadblocks that you would have if you leave it just between now and a year from now. You don't wind up with the stumbling blocks because you have your goal close in. You're concentrated on it, and you are literally participating in it on a daily basis, which makes it feel like it's happening right now. And that's where you get that concept of knowing it's occurring right now. Do you think, does that make any sense to you?
It makes great sense, because you and I both know that, wow, when Frosty Wooldridge or anybody else gets to the top of a 12,000-foot pass on a bicycle, how did they get there? Did they all of a sudden just get there? No. You, the land is flat as you move through the valley and up the river, and all of a sudden there's Vail Pass, and that thing's 10,005, and now it's whitewater alongside you, and you're going up this road, and all of a sudden you've got to start pedaling, and then you start sweating, and all of a sudden the muscles start talking to you, and then you're a little bit out of breath, and then you got to press that pedal harder. That's where the rubber meets the road, because the goal and the intention is to get to the top of Vail Pass, and there's a whole lot of activity going on in the meantime. And in fact, when I got to the top of Vail Pass, because everybody had passed me going up because I was loaded with 60 pounds of gear, there's about 10 bicyclists at the top last weekend, and they cheered me. They applauded me because they knew what a work it was and what a sweat it was. And yet, of course, I got to the top and felt like $1 million. I could give you, if you will, this is from Living Well by Dr. James Rouse, a friend of yours and mine that maybe the audience is familiar with. But he's got a piece here in the end of the spectrum here just this month. It's called Your Integrity and Well-Being. And he says, when setting goals and intentions for growing your well-being, success can be obtainable with the following tenets for transformation. Number one, build the landscape. By surrounding yourself with the images, sounds, and experience of your desired vision, you set the tone and the attractive forces to bring them into actualization on the physical plane. Use the law of exposure by decorating your life with inspiring pictures of people and places. Number two, commit to yourself. Inspiration comes from within and can be delivered and can deliver needed encouragement and support. Clarify what gives your life and attach that inspiration to your commitments, clearing the way to successful outcomes. Number three, engage your inner coach and fire the inner critic. And reinforce positive thoughts by practicing the art of mental hygiene, releasing limiting beliefs. Get rid of those limiting beliefs. Think only I can do it, like my dad used to tell me. And then envision these negative beliefs being effortlessly dropped into the dumpster with zeal and align with the truth. Set your intention on that which you desire. Remember who you really are. And number four, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, it's not that comfortable riding a bicycle with 60 pounds of gear up a 12,000 or 10 or 11 or 12,000 foot pass, and I've ridden over 16,000 foot passes. However, as long as it doesn't kill you, you're going to just keep moving ahead. And so he says, the experience of growing into a new and improved lifestyle takes courage as you move into uncharted territory. Challenging old paradigms of being is a trust walk, and a faith is required. A powerful practice to see yourself having successfully completed a goal and allow that vision to fully wash over you while experiencing gratitude and appreciation for your accomplishment. Thank you, Dr. James Rouse. And thank you, my father, Howard Wooldridge, who said to me, son, you can do this. Anyone listening out there tonight, you can do whatever you choose and intend to do. And that little piece right there, you can go to www.milehighchurch.org. You can check out the inspiration spectrum for June of 2007. You can commit that Living Well with Dr. James Rouse, a man who I have tremendous. This man does, he is incredible what he does. He's a triathlete. He's a doctor. He's a nutritionist. He's an entrepreneur. He's a father. He's got several kids. A beautiful man, and he inspires me. And he's 20 years younger than I am. So that there you have it right there. These universal truths are really coming out, and you can see them in the different aspects. And whichever aspect works for you, go ahead and use it.
Absolutely, no two ways about that. I love the fact that you bring up James, because James will be a guest here on this show in July sometime.
Folks are for a treat. You're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm truly looking forward to that, because James is a great friend, and he is truly an inspiration to everyone he comes in contact with, because he really does walk the walk and live the life, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. I love that reference to taking all of those limiting beliefs, all those limiting thoughts, and putting them in the dumpster. And I think there's a time in life where you need to back the garbage truck up to your brain and empty out some of the junk that's up there, because we are only and always limited by our own limiting beliefs, because it is an absolutely limitless universe, and we are limitless beings living in that universe.
We truly are, and I would remind the audience out there, I'm a farm boy from Michigan, growing up in the 40s and the 50s, and all of a sudden I get into a class my 10th grade year, and I see a picture of the Wall of China, and I told Mrs. Barbara Rainwater, my teacher at the time, I said, I'm gonna walk the Wall of China someday. Oh, you can't do that, little Frosty Wooldridge. It's closed. There's no chance. China is closed up. And I said, well, we'll see about that. Because my dad told me, son, you can do this. And so that's open for anybody out there. And, of course, in 1984, I did walk on the Wall of China. In fact, I'm looking at the picture of me on the Wall of China right here in front of me in my office. It inspires me, and it really gives me the positive feeling that, yes, you can do it, no matter who you are.
Very cool. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Ken Ludwig with Frosty Wooldridge. This is What We're Thinking About.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam. Packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements. Giant pumpkins. Even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking.
All right, we're back here for the final segment of the show.
Every new election, we reach
This is Ken Ludwig with What We're Thinking About. I'm here with my good friend Frosty Waldridge. And Frosty, I don't think I announced at the when I was doing your introduction at the beginning of the show, but I want everyone to know who doesn't maybe listen all the time that in this very same time slot, which is 6 to 7 Mountain Time, 7 to 8 Central Time, and 8 to 9 in the East Coast, on Tuesday and Thursday, the nights that I am not on, Frosty Waldridge has a show called Connecting the Dots, in which he goes into great depth around the immigration challenge and the overpopulation challenge that we all face at this point in history. And it's a great show. It is not just about ragging and talking about the problem and beating up the problem, because it's really about finding solutions. Have you got anything to say around that, Frosty?
Yes, and tomorrow night will be Don McKee, the physicist, engineer, who will be speaking on Chapter 4 of the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans and the Implications of Crossing the Agricultural Rubicon. And the show will be dealing with the fact that this country, as it continues to grow out of its britches, is not going to be able to feed itself, and that we can't just simply keep exceeding our carrying capacity and hope for any kind of a viable future. And hopefully it'll really create a great deal of discussion.
That's what that's all about, and you know that for me, that it's about the discussion, it's about creating the discourse, because truly we need to find solutions to those challenges, not just continue to rag on the problems. And
right.
I respect what you do, trying to look for viable alternatives to what's going on right now. And I want to very much thank you for being our guest tonight, and we'll have you on again, I'm sure.
My pleasure, my honor, sir. Have a good evening. God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. So that's our show for tonight. I did want to say that if you know anyone who is an entrepreneur and they have a business, or they're starting a business and they feel like their entire existence is just circling the drain, ready to go down it, I want to put out there to you all that that is what I do for a living, and I can bring anyone through a proven step-by-step system, totally comprehensive in every way, that will guide them through whatever blockages, whatever hurdles, whatever traumas they're experiencing in manifesting their entrepreneurial dreams. I can bring them through that system, and I will offer anyone and everyone who emails me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Anyone and everyone who emails me at that email address, I will offer you a complimentary coaching session to see if coaching will work for you, to see if I'm someone who can coach you, and to see if you're a client who will work for me. I also give an extraordinarily motivational speech on using the law of attraction to increase your business, to grow your business. I will speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, your professional association, your sales force, or your network marketing group, to raise their consciousness around how to bring in business and clientele effortlessly without beating their head against the wall. Once again, that's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Monday night, we have Brett Lane from Australia, Brisbane, Australia, with us. This is the fellow who is starting a school around the universal laws of abundance. He's also getting involved with the fellows we had on a couple of weeks ago, the Common Tables group, which is about diversity and inclusivity and bringing people together. That's the end of our show for tonight. We'll hear you again on Monday. I love you all. Have a magnificent evening.
We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
It's true. Gold.